The International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, July 23rd, 2017, Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 1 through 11. Hear now the word of the Lord from the book of Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 1 through 11 in the New International Version. And he said to me, Son of man, eat what is before you. Eat this scroll. Then go and speak to the people of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he gave me the scroll to eat. Then he said to me, Son of man, eat this scroll I am giving you, and fill your stomach with it. So I ate it, and it tasted as sweet as honey in my mouth. He then said to me, Son of man, go now to the people of Israel, and speak my words to them. You are not being sent to a people of obscure speech and strange language, but to the people of Israel. Not to many peoples of obscure speech and strange language, whose words you cannot understand. Surely, if I had sent you to them, they would have listened to you. But the people of Israel are not willing to listen to you, because they are not willing to listen to me. For all the Israelites are hardened and obstinate. But I will make you as unyielding and hardened as they are. I will make your forehead like the hardest stone, harder than flint. Do not be afraid of them or terrified by them, though they are a rebellious people. And he said to me, Son of man, listen carefully and take to heart all the words I speak to you. Go now to your people in exile and speak to them. Say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says, whether they listen or fail to listen. May the Lord bless this reading of his holy word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 1 through 11, New International Version, July 23, 2017. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further will help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lesson Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. You can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. Ezekiel 3:1. And he said to me, Son of man, eat what is before you, eat this scroll, then go and speak to the people of Israel. Ezekiel became a prophet when he was 30 years old. Like Jeremiah, he was from a priest's family, but he could not be consecrated a priest outside the temple in Jerusalem. In 597 BC, he was taken to Babylon with the first group of exiles. He began to prophesy in 593 BC and did so until 571 BC. He preached that the Judeans would not return quickly to Jerusalem as they anticipated, and the temple and the city of Jerusalem would be destroyed because the people would not repent of their sins. The scroll he ate contained the words of God, words of lamentation and mourning and woe. See Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 10. Ezekiel 3:2. So I opened my mouth, and he gave me the scroll to eat. Ezekiel obeyed God and ate the scroll that had writing on the front and back. The words were the words of God, given directly to Ezekiel by God. He was to speak these words to the people in exile, and perhaps his words were also recorded and sent to Jerusalem, where Jeremiah was preaching the same message. the words and predictions of the prophets came true in 586 BC when the Babylonians destroyed Jerusalem and the temple and carried more people into exile in Babylon. Ezekiel 3:3. Then he said to me, Son of man, eat this scroll I am giving you, and fill your stomach with it. So I ate it, and it tasted as sweet as honey in my mouth. Ezekiel was commanded to eat all the words of God, rather than select from among them, and preach what he wanted to preach. He was to fill himself completely, and digest the words of God perfectly, to understand them and repeat them. He was to internalize the words of God and make them a part of himself. Then the words of God would become a part of his total being and way of life, totally filling him and influencing all his thoughts, words, and actions. He would act out the words of God in symbolic ways to make the words of God understandable to more people. The words of God are sweet as honey when studied, even when they record and warn about the just judgment of God. God's words are sweet as honey, because God's words are true, and God keeps all his promises. God's words are saving and sweet to those who will trust them and act accordingly. Ezekiel 3:4. He then said to me, Son of man, go now to the people of Israel and speak my words to them. The people of Israel included the exiles that were scattered when the Assyrians destroyed the kingdom of Israel in 722 BC, and those placed in exile, and yet to be placed in exile from the kingdom of Judah in 587 BC when Jerusalem was destroyed. Only after Ezekiel had totally taken the words of God into himself was he able to speak to God's people. He was to go to them totally prepared to reveal and do the will of God. Ezekiel 3:5. You are not being sent to a people of obscure speech and strange language, but to the people of Israel. On the one hand, Ezekiel's immediate task would be easy. Unlike Jonah, who had to preach in Nineveh to Assyrians, Ezekiel was to preach to the people of Israel in a language that they both understood. After the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple, Ezekiel would preach words of judgment on Egypt and some of the other nations that surrounded the kingdom of Judah. Ezekiel 3:6. Not to many peoples of obscure speech and strange language, whose words you cannot understand. Surely, if I had sent you to them, they would have listened to you. As he preached, Jonah discovered that the Ninevites immediately repented and turned to God to save them, and God did save them. The other prophets that God sent to the kingdom of Israel, such as Hosea and Amos, did not succeed in leading Israel to repent. Ezekiel knew the story of Jonah, and probably also about the unsuccessful preaching of the prophets in the kingdom of Israel. God told Ezekiel that if he sent him to a foreign land, that people would listen to him, just as the Ninevites had listened to Jonah. Ezekiel 3:7. But the people of Israel are not willing to listen to you, because they are not willing to listen to me. For all the Israelites are hardened and obstinate. The Israelites included those who had lived in the kingdom of Israel, those who still lived in the kingdom of Judah before its destruction, and those currently in exile in Babylon with Ezekiel. Only a very few would listen to Ezekiel when he preached to the exiles, as only a very few listened to Jeremiah in Jerusalem. They would not listen to the prophets, because they would not listen to God. They had become like Pharaoh in Egypt, in the days of Moses, when Pharaoh hardened his heart rather than obey God. They had continually hardened their hearts against God every time He called them to return to obedience. Therefore, God needed to justly punish them to lead them to repentance. Ezekiel 3:8. But I will make you as unyielding and hardened as they are. No matter what God said or did, the Israelites refused to obey God or trust in God. They preferred their idols, their immoral practices, and their alliances with foreign nations to protect them from the Babylonians. God told Ezekiel that He would give him the courage, strength, and stamina to stand against his rebellious, hard-hearted people. Ezekiel 3:9. I will make your forehead like the hardest stone, harder than flint. Do not be afraid of them or terrified by them, though they are a rebellious people. God would make Ezekiel just as stubborn and more so than those He would warn of coming judgment. They would rebel against Ezekiel and his preaching, just as they rebelled against all of God's prophets when they called them to repent and obey God. But God commanded Ezekiel not to be afraid of them, because He was sending him, and he would be speaking the words of God to them. God told Ezekiel in advance that he would not succeed in leading the people to turn back to God. Therefore, Ezekiel would know that he had not failed God. God would fulfill his words of warning, and later generations would learn to trust in God's words. Ezekiel 3:10. And he said to me, Son of man, listen carefully and take to heart all the words I speak to you. God wanted Ezekiel to fully understand his words of warning to Israel so he would repeat them accurately. Nothing was to be added to or omitted from them. Ezekiel was to take God's words to heart, submit to them, and live according to God's words and law. He was not to say one thing and do another, but serve as a living example of obedience to God. God advised Ezekiel on how the people would receive him and how he should respond to their hostile rejection of God and him. No matter how they responded to him, God commanded Ezekiel to keep preaching his words of truth and warning. If he did not, their blood would be on his hands. If he did, their blood would be on their hands. Ezekiel 3:11. Go now to your people in exile and speak to them. Say to them, this is what the Sovereign Lord says, whether they listen or fail to listen. God wanted Ezekiel to remind them that He was their Creator and supreme ruler over all creation and all people. God emphasized again that Ezekiel would be preaching to the ones already in exile, and to the ones who would come into exile after 587 B.C. He would speak words of warning until his words came true, and Jerusalem was destroyed. Then, after Jerusalem was destroyed, he would speak words of hope and encouragement about returning home and a second temple. Just as Jeremiah preached in Jerusalem, whether the people listened or not, Ezekiel was to keep preaching whether anyone believed him and heeded his warnings or not. The judgments of God's people received were the consequences of their repeated failures to listen to God and His prophets when God gave them every opportunity to repent and return to Him for salvation. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. Read Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 10. What was the content of the scroll Ezekiel was to eat? 2. When eating the scroll, what do the commands eat? Fill your stomach, listen carefully, and take to heart imply Ezekiel was to do with the words of God. Three, why do God's words taste as sweet as honey to you? Four, what kind of people did God command Ezekiel to speak to and warn? Five, what did God do to help Ezekiel preach to the exiles in Babylon? International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Why We Study the Bible, July 23, 2017. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 3. Then the Lord said to me, Son of man, eat this scroll I am giving you, and fill your stomach with it. So I ate it, and it tasted as sweet as honey in my mouth. After the Babylonians defeated the kingdom of Judah the first time in 597 BC, they deported exiles from Jerusalem to Babylon. But these Judean exiles refused to turn from their idolatry and immorality back to God. They remained obstinate and unwilling to listen to God or Ezekiel. Still, they expected to return home quickly because their temple was in Jerusalem, and they trusted in their God-given temple. Therefore, in 593 BC, God called Ezekiel to tell them that their expectations were false. Because the Judeans would not repent under Jeremiah's preaching in Jerusalem or Ezekiel's preaching in Babylon, God justly punished them, as he had warned. The Babylonians destroyed their temple and Jerusalem in 587 BC. And then the Babylonians sent more Judeans into exile. Many of these exiles finally turned back to God. Ezekiel epitomizes the life of true believers. He did not conform his life to the cultural decline of the Judeans. He listened carefully to God, took God's words to heart, resolved to do all God said, and obeyed God. He obeyed God when God told him to eat all the words of God and to fill his stomach with them, which meant he was to read and learn all the words of God until they became a part of his life and directed what he did and said. As Ezekiel learned and obeyed God's words, they tasted as sweet as honey, and that is one reason, more than 2,500 years later, so many of God's people still study the Bible. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2017 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.